Under another cloudy day, my grandmother stands among 15 wounded men. I wanted them to be young and strapping and larrikin, but as they looked into the camera, they whispered things that burn and flashed my memory. The fog of the day settles. They are chilled as they close their ill-fitting clothes around them. Their neatly parted hair shows a craving for control. But the confusions, the noise, the smells, the terrors are all there in their clenched half-smiles. My grandmother's hands rest with priority on the gloved man's wheelchair. He holds his side, protecting his broken ribs and his torn abdomen. His eyes do not focus on the camera. They dwell in an anger, in a madness of pain, in a destiny reshaped by brutality. I smell the slow burn of the 1918 flash and see the men move stiffly to pick up their hats. They help each other across the road to the hospital. And as Bernice wheels her man, each bump echoes pain.